this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony, and you guys are listening to The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. So I got Becca here with me.
Hello, we finally got to the damn fence.
There are two episodes we are going to be talking about tonight. It is the first episode, and obviously the women tell all. So we got a lot to cover. And yes, the fence, the epic fence moment happened, and we're going to talk about it.
And I also want to get to what I think would have been the big teaser of the season had the fence not happened, but we're going to get into it. First, let's start in your native land of Portugal. Your people are from Portugal. So did you feel a certain affinity to this episode since your redheaded roots are traced into the old country?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't see any redheaded people, so it's funny you said that. But as I was watching the episode, I found out they were going to Portugal, and I was like, I cannot believe this. They're going to Portugal over here. So, no, but I mean, I was excited. I mean, I haven't been to Portugal. I want to go, so I got to see Algarve, Portugal.
I went to Portugal. High school with Algarve.
Nice. No, it was it was cool.
Was,
I mean,
meant
it
to
was
be a lot funnier than what it was.
Yeah, it was kind of that bombed. I think it was cool to actually see Portugal. You know, I've seen pictures and some videos, but this really showed. Obviously, you're watching The Bachelor, so the very beautiful side of Portugal.
I mean, the most beautiful fences you'll ever see.
Yeah, yeah, and apparently they're 8 feet, and anybody can jump them and scale them,
and you can work on your parkour on them.
Exactly. So. Yeah, let's talk about this crazy episode.
So I think this season is a record where we're only going to really see one overnight or one fantasy suite. We're not going to see the other two. So Tasia's our girl. Obviously, Colton and Tasia love getting high. And by that, I mean, no, they're not smoking the wacky tobacco. They're just always doing stuff in the sky.
Don't ever say wacky tobacco.
They're wacky tobacco.
So, no, but I mean, like, yeah, first it was the bungee jumping, then it was the skydiving, and now it's the helicopter ride. I was very surprised by their connection. It still seems to be very strong. And this is before we got to Cassie.
Yeah.
So, you know, I honestly think that, you know, him and Tasia have a very unique connection. I feel like they get along with each other very easily. She does challenge him a lot, which I think that he really likes.
You think she does? Because I wasn't really getting that.
Well, he didn't want to go skydiving. And then, you know, they're always like doing things that they haven't done before.
Yeah.
Like, she had never been bungee jumping. He had never been skydiving.
Sure.
She had never been on a helicopter ride. And I don't think he had ever been either. So it was, it was really cool that they're always experiencing new things together, which is what he said he's always wanted.
She likes to drop bombs, though, man. Like, she had said the whole thing about the divorce a few episodes back, yeah. And then she admitted that her husband, as she said, stepped out of their marriage.
Her husband was her first. She was a virgin
before
that. Yeah,
that was a big reveal as well. Almost as big as her boob reveal at dinner, which they were playing a little peek-a-boob.
Yeah, oh my God. But yeah, no, I think that the dinner and everything was really smooth. I continue to think that Tasia is genuine. I think she is who she seems to be, you know, on TV. I think that everything went really well, and they went into the fantasy suite, and I didn't think that they were actually going to do anything. You know, because I feel like even though their connection is strong, I felt like he had stronger connections with other girls as we came to find out. But, you know, so in the morning where they were kind of like, oh, hi, good morning, and that whole cheesy thing they do. And we found out that they didn't sleep together because she said, you know, we didn't, you know, get to the physical, like,
yeah, they were just
the physical aspects that
I'm
wanted
sure they
to
did some stuff. And Colton, anytime Colton, I realize, talks about anything sexual, it's like hearing my brother talk about sexual stuff. It just grosses me out. At one point he said something like, well, I've done everything but, and I just wanted
yeah,
to
yeah, I've experienced everything else.
Jump
that's
a
what
fence.
He said. Yeah.
So what I love about
drink every time we make a fence joke.
Exactly. We're all gonna be wasted. What I love about fantasy suites is when you see the ladies the next morning, because the whole season you see them with their lashes done, makeup did, hair did, But there's something really vulnerable about them the next morning.
Mm.
And obviously we're only going to see Tayshia. And she still looks, she's a, you know, because we're not going to really be talking about Tayshia too much longer. She's a beautiful girl. Those big brown eyes. They're very engaging. She's got a great smile. And I think we're going to be seeing her on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. No, she'll definitely be coming back. You know, Demi will as well. And we'll get to that.
But, sure. So that was the that was it. That was the Tayshia date.
And, yeah, that's a quick everything in a nutshell right
I
there.
I mean, there was just so much that overshadowed it that you almost forget he actually was already in a fantasy suite because the Cassie stuff, man, that was intense. So earlier on in our podcast episode just now, I said what I thought would have been the teaser.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the fence, I think that the Bachelor promos would have been all in on whose shoes that belong to a man were getting out of a van. Because whenever there's like an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend who comes out the woodwork, they always focus on that. So the whole season, we would have said, who was that man getting out of the van? Who's that guy? Dad. And it was her friggin' dad.
So let's say this right off the bat. I, like I said, I've been kind of shifting and I'll admit that. But I have to say, I have to trust myself and go with my gut that Cassie was going to be the one that he was going to be the most attracted to and would end up with Colton. And it seems like I may or may not be right that they're ending up together. But as far as, you know, Cassie being the front runner, I definitely nailed that right off the bat.
From the very beginning. Yes, will give you that. So, you can pat yourself on the back. Yeah. I'll pat you on the butt and everything will be good.
Definitely. So, hey, I won that. But let's talk about the episode.
So the date was going well. Oh, yeah. They had a really nice day.
Until he brought up.
They were dancing with the cute Portuguese people and it was fun.
Dança.
Yeah. And so he's like, let's swap wives.
What? No, he did it.
But
obrigado.
Then the bomb was dropped on Cassie, and it was like the air was let out of her love balloon when he said,
father's blessing.
Yeah, you would think that as close as she is to her family, they would have talked about that before she left.
Yeah, no, I agree, and she brought up a good point. She's like, I'm surprised that, you know, after, you know, you came to meet my family and we talked after, you never brought this up. And I think Colton was a little hesitant to do that because he didn't want to push her away. You know, I feel like he was waiting for her to tell him that she was in love with him and he wasn't getting that. And he's like, if I tell her that her father didn't give me his blessing, then she may never say it. And I think that's one of the reasons why he didn't say anything. I don't blame him for not saying anything because I don't know if he was necessarily telling that to every girl. I think that it was kind of a man-to-man conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't necessarily tell you until after I proposed to you.
Yeah, true.
So you know what I'm saying?
It's not like you came up. But again, this is a TV show. Different
situation. Very true. So.
And she just looked... after that, it was like there was no coming back from it.
No, and I think he knew that as soon as he said that, he better tread lightly.
Yeah, which like I want to retract that. It's not like he messed up. He was being truthful.
Yeah, but it just doesn't work in his favor.
No, it doesn't.
I think the problem is that you have a guy who is very in love with this girl. And we didn't necessarily, we knew that he had very strong feelings for her, because he had voiced it, in many different ways. Like, I'm falling for Cassie. I'm so attracted to her. She brings out the best in me. You know, all these hints, and then they finally sit down, they meet up as like, they're going to go out to dinner and she looks gorgeous and they're all just sitting down and he starts to realize that something's going on. And he admits basically that he's in love with her and that he wanted her to be the one. And right off the bat, you're like, well, there goes any chance of Hannah G being getting a fantasy suite because now we know what's going on. And I feel like in that moment, that's probably the most honest I think we've ever seen a Bachelor.
Well,
and I got to hand it to him.
Yeah, no, but that whole ordeal, the back and forth with Cassie and with Colton and that treehouse thing that they put them in – discussing the father, and all of a sudden, and I had just mentioned that switch that Cassie had had as soon as she found out about her dad. The switch came when Colton found out that the dad came to Portugal, because he was almost like, oh my God, the production crew clued him in as to where she is, flew him down here, and that was it. He was seeing red. His ears were red. He was mad.
Now, here's the thing, and I agree with you on that completely, because it was like a switch went off in his face. You could tell he was pissed. He's kind of like, wow, the production crew really screwed me on this. Because he knew when that was mentioned, she's like, oh, you know, my dad came, and he was like, when? And she was like, today. And he's like, oh, he was here today? Yeah, he saw red because, one, he already knows that the father hasn't given him the blessing. If he was going to give the blessing, he would have made it a point to meet up with Colton, and that didn't happen. So whatever impact he had on her was not good. So I think that's why he was pissed. But I have to say, her father is... I think he's a piece of work. He comes there with intentions, and I don't know if they're the best intentions. I think that he knows that he has some kind of like Jedi mind control over her, and he uses that to his advantage. I don't know if he likes Colton or not, but I think he's so afraid of Cassie making the wrong decision and not letting her think for herself that he needed to go to Portugal to kind of reaffirm with her that he doesn't necessarily approve, and she needs to be 100% sure. And you know, and this is one thing that crossed my mind. He's like, oh well, when I met your mother, and you know, I knew right away, and there was no question in my mind. It's like, yeah, all right, man, but I'm sure you didn't have like, you know, I'm sure you didn't have your dad coming into the room and asking you if you're 100% sure and convincing you that it might not be the right decision. Like, you went off your gut and your feelings. You didn't have other people getting in your head. And I feel like that's a little contradictory.
Yeah. You know? And I had a friend text me that said, not that I'm saying I had a doubt before you and I got married, but like, we all question different things.
Yeah, of course we all do.
And her dad was saying, well, you shouldn't have any doubts about anything and this and that. And it's okay to question yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a life decision. You want to make sure you're making the right decision, so you always weigh the pros and the cons.
But you have to wonder what came first. Was it Matt, her dad, reaching out to the Bachelor production crew? Was it the production crew that was like, hey, so you know they're going to be in Portugal, and I know you're not all in on Colton. So you wonder what happened first there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so dad comes down, obviously gets in Cassie's head. Cassie, yeah, looking like a knockout. They go into the treehouse and she lays it on Colton. And that was a really hard back and forth to watch, because it was real. Like, right, I know. I felt like that was the first real authentic exchange. It reminded me so much of when Ari and Becca had that breakup that they showed in its entirety.
No, it really did. It was very real. All the pauses were there and everything. I will say this. I you can definitely tell it's real when he like audibly and like visually started to shake,
because
and I don't think it was necessarily, I don't know if it was like sadness or anything. I really think when he found out what was going on, she might be leaving, his adrenaline went into overdrive, and that's why he was shaking.
Yeah, sure. No,
trying to keep it together, but
panic
like,
attack.
But yeah, it legit was an anxiety attack. And I it was hard to watch, but I think it's the most real we've ever seen him.
Yeah. So and
she was annoying though. Mildly annoying. You know, I wish I knew, but I didn't. I don't
she's
know. I wish
young
I knew.
And wishy-washy.
Well, you know, like, you saying that 9,000 times is not helping the situation. Stop letting your father get in your head and think about what you want. And Colton even said it doesn't have to end in a proposal. It doesn't. Like, he even said, stop thinking about it being 2 weeks. Don't let 2 weeks be a factor.
Yeah, don't and let that's 2 weeks his factor the rest of your life, which it's funny that the show's lead had to verbalize what the problem with the show is.
Yeah, and I think the fact that he said, like, it doesn't have to end in a proposal in 2 weeks, if you're willing to actually work on this and try to make this relationship work, then that's the way this is going to end.
Then sorry, Neil Lane, we're not going to get a ring out of this
whole
thing.
Which you brought up an interesting point. Well, at the, you, I mean, they know.
So usually you see Neil Lane, obviously, right, at the end and doing the rings, and it's always so cheesy, and he's kind of a creep. But what they did this season, which I found very interesting, was we saw Neil Lane at the very beginning at the season premiere. If you guys all remember, they did that right, ridiculous watch party, but they had several couples getting engaged and they had Neil Lane as the sponsor. So I'm wondering if they did that as a make good to, hey, we didn't end the season with a ring. So that's that.
Yeah.
So obviously going forward, first of all, do you feel like the fence jump lived up to what it was teased as?
Yeah, no, I think it did. I personally was, I've been waiting for the fence jump. I think everybody has
for weeks since
the beginning of the season.
Colton!
Yeah, I think that, you know, his adrenaline went into overdrive. He needed time away from himself. He didn't want to be mic'd up. He didn't want people to be hearing his thoughts or things where he might be talking out loud. So, you know, he went into that, like, cabin bathroom and took a moment for himself, probably had a little meltdown, and then got himself together.
Took a
and
leak.
Then, yeah, he literally walked out, pushed the camera out of the way, ripped his mic off, and then hopped the fence. And I got to say, like, you know, Colton's obviously, like, a strong dude. Like, not everybody's going to be able to just, you know, hop an 8-foot fence, you know, but he jumped over it like
and
it was no problem.
And he cleared it.
And he cleared it. I mean, like, you know, it was you know, he even said, he's like, I thought there was going to be a sound guy on the other end that I was going to land on, or like a craft food table. He's like, but there was nothing there. He goes, and I was actually relieved that I was by myself and there was nobody around. And so he just needed some time to himself, but not a camera following, being like, oh, how do you feel? Well, let's get your reaction. Like, I just need a second, because my whole world just fell apart in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand that. And I don't blame him at all for needing some space. I mean, sometimes, you know, things are not meant to be recorded, and he needed some time, you know, and it was a good excuse for Chris Harrison to be like, oh, he jumped the bloop fence, you know, and
is this battery operated?
Yeah. Oh, where is he? Oh my God, he's gone. Like,
that
all right,
was the most we've seen Chris Harrison this entire season.
Yeah, he was real. I think he was actually surprised. They didn't know where he went. No bachelor has ever done that before.
Yeah, you know? I can't so remember cool. somebody who has bounced that far and, you know, was nearly eaten by the Portuguese coyotes out in the pasture.
Oh my God, yeah.
So that was that. And you and I just kept looking at each other like, okay, what is Hannah G doing at this point? Like, what happens to Hannah G?
Yeah, obviously Tayshia, like, he's going to break up with her.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like recorded. It's like with that being said, we watched the Women Tell All last night, and you know, both of these episodes were a lot to digest, which is why we're releasing it tonight on a Wednesday night. But something that one of the women at the Women Tell All said in the previews that wasn't said during the actual episode.
Oh, weird.
I think it was Sydney. She said, you know, what exactly do you do now, you know, when you've basically professed your love to Cassie and you have Hannah G?
She asked it and they never showed it?
It was something in one of the previews that where that question came up, and it was like, I just feel like they hopped right over it.
Over like a fence.
Yeah, exactly. She, you know, it was one of those weird things. I could have sworn I remember her asking that. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, what happens now? I mean, like, you can't, you know, once Cassie leaves, be like, all right, well, I guess that's working out. So, yeah, Hannah G, like, Tayshia, like, let's get into this. Like,
let's have a threesome.
You can't go back on that now. Like, no. They both know that his heart is somewhere else. You know, so
yeah, I remember
it's hard.
The other day, Hannah G posting something on Instagram saying that was a really hard episode to watch, and that was that. And yeah, it sucks because you really are second and third fiddle after you see that. But
yeah,
but
I mean, it seems like from previews, I mean, like, he's gonna go like break the news to Tayshia.
Yeah, but
and then Hannah G is gonna get her heart broken.
And spoiler, he was spotted just a few days ago working out with the boyfriend of Cassie's sister.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that they're still very much together, not engaged.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll see it on After the Final Rose next week.
Yeah.
So getting into the Women Tell All, you know, for an episode that I'm always looking forward to, I was kind of disappointed. I felt like it was way catty, and in a time where women are supposed to be strong and independent and we're supposed to be here supporting each other, and you know, not to sound so cliche like I just was, but there are several seasons of The Bachelor where the women are friendly and they band together and the relationships are formed. These women were just so bitchy last night. And it wasn't, at times I looked at you on the couch, on our couch here at home, and I'm like, this is not a fun watch. This is so stupid. They sound like dumbasses. Number one, this is what a women tell all is. It is a Bachelor in Paradise audition. These women try to get as much camera time as they can. Also, it's like, after this, ooh, maybe I can get some more followers out of this, some more money, Instagram money. That's all women tell all really is. Unless you're Kaylin. Unless you're Hannah B. Unless you're somebody like a Demi who've had standout moments throughout the season.
Right.
Where you get to sit down on a couch with Chris Harrison and have your moment. But for that back row of who are you?
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing I don't understand. It's like, why are you even talking?
The peanut gallery back there? Yeah. Shut up. Jane? Who the hell are you? I don't remember you.
Yeah, yeah. No one does. They even, I mean, I think they, some people even commented, oh, yeah, didn't you go home on the first night? Like,
yeah.
Why are you even feeling like you're involved in this? You watched the show, but you weren't there.
And it was just nasty. And yeah, I'm somebody who loves The Real Housewives, so obviously I love myself some lady drama, but this was just so dumb.
Well, here's the thing, too, and I said this last night when we were watching this. The debates that they spent the most time on are... The fights that happened on the show that I could give the least amount of crap about. Like, you have Onyeka and Nicole. I could care less about their debate. You know, Nicole, I'm sorry. You are such a whiner about how you got mistreated and I was bullied. You know, grow up. Like, literally, just grow up. Like, let it roll off your back and move on. Oh, I felt so bullied, and I felt like people don't respect me, and just be quiet. Like, enough with the crying. You have cried so much. I could, like, cry me a river, girl. Like, we're done,
but
okay?
They
made
even
a joke out of how much you cried.
I didn't see her cry that much.
No,
that...
And that was another thing. It didn't make sense.
No, it didn't.
And the other thing, I cannot stand Onyeka. I hate this girl. She is the worst. She is only there for FaceTime. She is only there to get Instagram money. She is only there to get screen time. That is it. And I've said that since the beginning. She could have, not once in Women Tell All did she feel like she said she wanted more time with Colton. Or
yeah.
She regretted that. She did not talk about that once.
No.
She doesn't care about Colton.
Yeah.
She did this entire thing to get screen time.
See it out there.
And that is what I said about her from the beginning. And I cannot stand her. She's so fake.
Yeah. And that was a stupid fight. Also, the Demi Courtney stuff. Is that her name?
Yeah. That's stupid.
That got out of control. The pacifier thing.
That was so dumb.
Normally, I'd find something like that funny. Again, I thought. It
wasn't funny because it was Courtney. And she's annoying.
Are on the same page when it comes to the women tell all. I mean, there was some highlights. Clearly, Hannah B is the next Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I would be so shocked if she wasn't. The way they had her sit down and Chris Harrison said something about a do-over and she had this line about, I want to love fiercely or I want somebody to love me. Can you see
fiercely,
that as a
yeah.
promo?
Yeah, yeah.
And I will give it to Allie, a former Bachelorette who I follow on Instagram now. Allie Fedotowsky, Massachusetts native. She did some digging and she realized the dress that Hannah B. wore was she was outfitted, costumed by the person who costumes all the Bachelorettes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the wardrobe designer. So, I mean, Hannah B is...
Well, she looked great.
Probably going to be in Newport in a couple weeks here in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that.
I think that Hannah B, though, it makes sense that she is going to be the new Bachelorette, most likely. I also think I was watching her last night because that has been talked about. She didn't really get involved. She was a class act, keeping it together
very
because I
composed.
Think she knows where she's going. Very composed.
Yes.
I also like the fact when they brought up like the whole Kaylin Cassie thing. She was like, "Look, you know, we're like oil and water. We don't
Kaylin
mix." Kaylin and
yep.
Hannah and Hannah B. Like we're like oil and water. We don't mix. You know, it's water under the bridge. I'm really not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like very coached already.
Super vanilla.
She's
already been pretty coached from the pageant stuff, but I know I agree with you.
Yeah.
The Katie stuff because the Katie storyline was such a big deal that I feel like we didn't get a lot of it. We didn't get enough of what it was supposed to be. But glimmers of Kaylin being a manipulator a little bit. And again, don't want to take anything away from her. What an amazing moment she gave us this season with her story. But you could kind of see a little bit, a glimmer of where she just switched it up with that phone call she had with Katie. And Katie's okay, that didn't happen.
Very interesting. Like, talking about, like, Hannah B. keeping it classy. But you could see how Kaylin was lying when Katie was talking about it. And they basically, you see them, but you see Hannah B.'s face, like, literally, like agreeing with Katie, the fact that she's changing everything because Hannah was there for that conversation. Like, you can see it all in her face. You know what I mean? And then I think that you start to see, like, the true colors. And somebody in the back, I forgot who it was, I think it was the blonde girl, said, oh, well, you called... Well, the one that was like, she, I don't know, she was there, but she voiced her opinion on a couple things, but I think also went home on the first night. She brought up an interesting point because she mentioned, oh, well, I didn't think it was classy that Kaylin called so-and-so a stupid, like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And I was like, okay, like, they finally, like, brought about the fact that she has shown her true colors and gets kind of vulgar for no reason. And that kind of just got swept under the rug, like, in everybody's conversation. And I was like, okay, it's cool that she brought that up because we had talked about it.
Yes, we did. You absolutely.
You saw shades of that.
Yes, we did. Also, a lot of emphasis and a lot of focus on Demi. And I've been a fan of Demi throughout the show. I just, last night, she was exhausting.
Yeah, she was.
And I feel like, obviously, when Chris Harrison said, oh, I don't think this is the last we'll see of you, she's going to be
Bachelor
in
Paradise.
So yeah. We'll see her in a few months. One question that a lot of people had was, where was Elise? And apparently...
I don't think she wants a part
of this. No, Elise actually had a wedding in Mexico.
Oh.
So maybe she'll return to Mexico. Maybe she'll be on Bachelor in Paradise too.
See, I'm surprised that, like, my opinion on that was that she just didn't want a part of it. She was over it. Like, she's more mature than all these other girls.
She probably would have just sat there. There were certain people who just kind of sat there and didn't really contribute a whole lot. Whereas then, like we were talking about before, that back row peanut gallery, you're like, who are you? Why are you even, you know, you're trying to get that last ditch effort of being on TV.
Well, and you said a little too much of Demi. I thought it was really dumb where she like was like, oh, and, you know, I wanted to introduce you to Courtney. And it was like, it got like no laughs and it was just like so awkward. And everybody was like, he's like, did I miss something? Like, that was so awkward. The other thing that I thought was like
all the showers.
Well, yeah, that's dumb. But the questions that you wanted to hear answers to, you didn't get. Like, we didn't get any more information about Hannah B. and Kaylin, which I think a lot of people wanted to hear. We really didn't get any resolution with the whole Katie thing. Mm. That was kind of like still he said, she said. Yeah, exactly. And we also didn't get any answers in regards to what changed between Kaylin and Colton. Like, he didn't really answer the question at all.
Yeah, he just brushed it away. We also don't know if he's still a virgin or not.
Yeah, but I think he was like trying to hint at it, and then Chris Harrison cut him off.
Maybe because save it for after the final rose, or just don't say anything.
Yeah, I honestly think that he's still a virgin. I honestly do. I think that, you know, he's probably or recently just lost it. You know what
like
I mean?
Like, maybe at this very moment, like we're talking right now.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Banging.
Yeah, he just lost it.
So that was, it's been quite the week between the fantasy suite, just one, and the Women Tell All, and then next week. And that's it. We're going to have one more episode because we'll have the finale and after the final rose. And then we start stalking the crap out of what's happening in Newport, which is just 30 minutes away from us because they're filming there in a couple weeks.
So I have a prediction that I want to throw out there, and I could be completely off on this, but I think the way this season is going to end is they originally showed in one of the previews Colton was kind of standing in some
doorway
place. That was a preview where I think he basically knocks on the door for Tayshia or Hannah.
I thought it was him going back to Cassie.
No, I think it's Hannah G or Tayshia, like him knocking on the door, like basically before he breaks up with them. I think with as far as Cassie is concerned, I think he's probably going to either call or see Cassie in person and say, this is what I think. This is how I feel about you. If you feel the same way or would like to pursue this, this is where I will be on this date and time. If you feel the same way, you can choose to show up or not show up. Because I think he's going to be waiting somewhere in a suit, you know, because they did show him in a suit standing somewhere.
Yeah, it looked with like a box.
Yeah, but...
Like a ring box.
Right.
But there was no ring in it.
But I also feel like that might just be, you know, like, yeah, he might actually propose to continue the relationship and not necessarily propose marriage. I think... you know, he's like, oh, he'd probably say something like, you know, if she, you know, this ring is my way of proposing that we continue this relationship. And then if we do want to get engaged, at some point you could wear it. Something like that. You know, I also feel like he's going to give her a date and a time and a place. And if she feels the same way, she can either show up or not show up. And that's what I think is going to happen. And I think that's where we're going to be, you know, anxiously figuring out, like, oh, is she going to show? Like, how's this going to end? He could be left there by himself. Or, you know, how's this conversation going to go? Like, that's my prediction. But I guess we'll find out this week.
You wonder if The Bachelor feels like it's played itself a little bit because these two aren't going to get engaged. And I don't know if maybe this sets up a future situation or scenario where they're kind of like, well, if you look at our track record, a lot of our couples don't really work out. They get engaged and it's all well and good, but the audience is really woke now to this whole 6 weeks thing and how so not real the life that is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we've always talked about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. It's like, yeah, great. But once these fancy destinations are over and you go back to your work life and your normal schedule, and you realize not every day is a day in Thailand where everything's paid for and you have the nicest suites, you know, then, yeah, I mean, it's real life. And now I think real life situations are where you really test your relationship. And
but that's not sexy to watch on TV.
No, it's not. But that's what happens when these couples get home and get to real life. And some of them don't live in the same city. Some of them turn into long distance relationships. You know, do I have to leave my career and go live with you? I don't know if I'm ready for that. You know, can I find a job in your area? Like, these are all things that, you know, yeah, it's a nice fantasy idea. But when you really get down to brass tacks, like, these elements come into play and have to be considered. And they're not talked about on the show because it's all... fantasy. It's all roses and, you know, to be cliche, but you know
and
what I mean?
Champagne.
Yeah, exactly. And fantasy suites and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, and excursions that are completely paid for.
And fence jumping.
Exactly. So, but we'll see how this plays out, next week. You know, it could be a really good episode. It could be a real weird episode. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. So that does it for this week's episode, and we will see you guys next week when we talk about our double finale. So with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.